The United States is negotiating with the government of Kyrgyzstan over the use of a military airbase. Yesterday, Kyrgyzstan said it was evicting the U.S. from the airbase, which is critical to American military operations in neighboring Afghanistan. Many analysts see the hand of Russia behind Kyrgyzstan's decision. NPR's Jackie Northam reports.
The U.S. military began running operations out of the Manas Air Base shortly after invading Afghanistan in late 2001. It's evolved into a key staging point for U.S. and NATO troops and some supplies heading into Afghanistan. It's also where the U.S. bases its air-to-air refueling tankers used in the region. Manas became the last remaining U.S. air base in Central Asia when Uzbekistan evicted the American military from its soil in 2005. Using that as leverage, Kyrgyzstan has in the past threatened to close down Manas, says George Friedman, the CEO of the global intelligence company Stratfor.
It's happened a number of times in the past where the issue is simply money. The question we don't know the answer to is whether or not that's the primary issue right now.
Friedman says the timing of Kyrgyzstan's announcement is important. It came just hours after Russia offered the former Soviet Republic $2 billion in aid. Friedman says this places the U.S. in an interesting position.
The Russians are offering the money to close it. We're offering the money to keep it open. So unlike previous times when the essential issue was the Kyrgyzstan government trying to shake down the United States for some more cash, this time it's more of a bidding war.
Friedman says Kyrgyzstan could carry through with its threat this time. Already the government sent a decree to Parliament on closing the U.S. airbase. Alexander Cooley is an associate professor of political science at Columbia University. He wrote a comparative book study on the politics of U.S. overseas bases. Cooley says one factor in Kyrgyzstan's action most likely has to do with President Obama's decision to make Afghanistan a priority. Cooley says both Kyrgyzstan and Russia want to test the importance of that for different reasons.
The Kyrgyz see the importance of Afghanistan as only elevating the importance of their asset, which is in essence hosting the U.S. base, whereas Russia sees this as an opportunity to sort of send a shot across the bow. We can influence the region. We can make life unpleasant for you.
Moscow, for its part, says it's ready to cooperate with its former republics and the U.S. in fighting terrorism in the region and has denied any connection between its loan and Kyrgyzstan's decision to close the Manas airbase. Russian Foreign Minister Grigory Karasin indicated its former allies can make their own decisions about dealing with the U.S.
We should always keep in mind that even the five Central Asian states can give their own ideas how they see the system of their own security and stability.
U.S. officials say they haven't received any confirmation that the Manas airbase will be closed. They say they have other options, but give no details. Kyrgyzstan's decision comes at a time when the U.S. is trying to find alternative supply routes to Afghanistan that bypass Pakistan, where convoys are coming under increasing attack, says Professor Cooley.
They could potentially go back to the Uzbeks and try and get a deal done there. It was an old Soviet airfield in Turkmenistan is now being expanded as part of NATO operations. They could potentially do a deal with the Turkmens.
But Cooley says in the short term, Kyrgyzstan's decision is certainly going to be a blow to the U.S. at a time when it's trying to expand operations in Afghanistan. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Washington.